Welcome to Sermon Seeds for Sunday, a short reflection from Worship at Hand. This week we focus on Acts 2, 1-21, and 1 Corinthians 12, 3-13. The image that has stayed with me is the wind. Not a gentle breeze, not a polite movement of air, but a sudden, forceful gust that arises from a new direction and rattles the room. That's how Acts describes the coming of the Spirit at Pentecost. Before the fire appeared, before the languages began, before Peter found his voice, there was wind, there was movement, there was disruption. And that matters. The disciples weren't gathered as polished professionals with a strategic mission plan and a confident public voice. They were anxious, bewildered, faithful people holding together. They'd seen death. They'd encountered resurrection. They'd watched Jesus leave them again, and now they waited. Sometimes the most spiritual thing a community can do is simply hold together. Then the Spirit came. The wind didn't ask for permission. The fire didn't wait until they felt ready. The words didn't arrive after years of training. The Spirit moved first, and the people found themselves drawn into courage, speech, and public witness. One thing preachers may want to notice is that Pentecost is not a miracle of sameness, it's a miracle of understanding. The crowd doesn't hear one sacred language replacing all others, they hear the good news in their own languages, their own heart speech, their own cultural world. That's profoundly important, especially here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. We know the harm caused when language is suppressed. We know the healing, identity, and mana that can be restored when language is honoured. Pentecost tells us that God doesn't flatten difference, God breathes through it. The Spirit doesn't make everyone identical. The Spirit makes communication possible. That connects beautifully with Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 12. 20 years later, the Spirit is still at work. But now the problem isn't language, the problem is comparison, ego, status, the temptation to think that some gifts matter more than others. Paul's answer is wonderfully direct. Every gift is given for the common good, not for display, not for superiority, not to create spiritual celebrities, for the common good. That's a strong word for today's church. In small congregations, stretched communities, and busy parishes, it's easy to notice what we lack. Not enough people, not enough energy, not enough money, not enough young families, not enough volunteers. But Pentecost invites another question. What has the Spirit already placed among us? Who has a quiet gift for listening? Who knows how to welcome? Who notices the lonely person? Who can organize, sing, pray, fix, cook, teach, encourage, challenge, or dream? The church isn't a pile of spare parts. It's a living body. Not every part does the same thing, and not every gift looks impressive. But every gift matters when it's offered in love. For worship leaders, this opens up rich possibilities. You might use wind as a visual and physical symbol. Ribbons, scarves, fans, breath, movement, silence broken by sound. You might invite people to reflect on the languages they speak. Not only spoken languages, but emotional and cultural languages too. The language of children. The language of grief, the language of migrants, the language of those who no longer feel at home in church. You might shape the prayers around the repeated plea, Spirit of God in flame, breathe justice and peace. You might invite the congregation to name gifts they see in others, especially gifts that often go unnoticed. And you might let Pentecost be a little less tidy than usual. Not chaotic for the sake of chaos, but alive, breathing, open to interruption. However you shape this Sunday, may this reading help your people trust that the Spirit still moves. may have reminded them that God doesn't wait for us to be brave before breathing courage into us. God doesn't wait for us to be fluent before giving us words to share. God doesn't wait for us to be perfect before gifting us. The wind hasn't stopped blowing. The question is whether we will set our sails to catch the wind. The full Worship at Hand service for this Sunday, including prayers, sermon, and hymn suggestions, is available from Philip Garside Books. Ngā mihi.